If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Today is Herb Talk Live, and it's an empowering moment. That's what we like to do on the show, so welcome. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. All right, so we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, and maybe a little bit past the half mark, because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about the modern food and diseases. Scientific research is pointing to a culprit that's creating a lot of our pandemic diseases. So I'm just reporting and I'll give you a heads up and a clue. Also, if we get time, we may touch base on some of the other topics I have here. I'm not sure which one I want to do yet. I'll just go with the flow. And we have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, I'm praying for the United States. Big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform and all over our land. I'm praying for righteous leadership and, you know, God to remove the stumbling blocks so our leaders can lead and we can be safe, right? I did bring my devotional, and so today comes from Romans 8, 2 Corinthians 4, and Genesis 16. It goes like this: I am with you and for you. You face nothing alone, nothing. And when you feel anxious, know that you are focusing on the visible world and leaving me out of the picture. The remedy is simple. Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Verbalize your trust in me, the living one, who sees you always. I will get you safely through this day and all your days, but you have to find me in the present. Each day is a precious gift from my Father. How ridiculous to grasp for future gifts when today is set before you. Receive today's gift gratefully and tenderly, delving into its depths. And as your Savior, this gift for you is from me when you find me. Amen to that. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, make her short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, let's see. What do we got in the quacker? Here's interesting information on a study that was, or research that was released last month in January, and the findings were published in the Journal of Human Brain Mapping. They say that what happens to the baby as a fetus in the womb can affect the brain later on in life. So the researchers at Quebec-based Research Unit on Children's Psychological Maladjustment, they were looking at the environment in the uterine, in utero is what they call it, as a developmental role for brain processes later on. So when a baby's in the uterus, they say what happens there can be linked to its development of the brain cortex. And that's important, they say, because that's part of the brain that includes a lot of regulatory functions, emotions, cognitive abilities. So this one study, they were looking at twins from birth, and they followed them through teenage through their teenage years, and they noticed that, you know, when two babies share a uterus, there could be differences in brain volume, especially in the cortex, which regulates that cognitive process and emotion. So if twins have large differences at birth with weight and cortical structure, they said that it could translate later into their teen years, you know, things like, you know, IQ and grades and emotional stability. All right, moving along in the quack report, last but not least, here it is, bionic body parts. You're going to see a flood of bionic body parts coming into the marketplace now and in the future. Because, you know, back in the 70s, we watched the Bionic Man and Bionic Woman, and that was just, you know, sci-fi. But no, no. A lot of this stuff is coming into reality. They have six body technology parts, bionic, if you will, that are going to be used for people that have, you know, suffered afflictions, traumas, and so forth. So number one is last December, they rolled out the bionic eyeball to restore vision to the blind or people who lost an eye for some reason or another. And it is a technology that it's a mini video camera that mounts on a pair of glasses, and it sends images wirelessly to a computer chip that's attached to the inside the eye. And so it's a light-sensitive patch, and so it allows the person to see in black and white. So there you go there. Number two is brain implants that they're going to use to harness the power of the mind to help people who may be paralyzed or have suffered strokes and can't speak and stuff like that. Number three is wheelchair-bound people who don't have control of their arms and legs. They have these special devices they can wear that gives mobility to their hands, where they can actually pick up utensils, cups, and feed and drink and do it themselves. Number four is called a BCI brain technology, also technology for stroke patients or if they are paralyzed. So it's a driven exoskeleton system, and it can reactivate unresponsive nerves and muscles in your limbs. So that's another factor that they're rolling out. The bionic ear is also in development. It's a microphone that transforms sounds into digital impulses, so it kind of replaces the cochlear implant, if you will, and it helps the brain decipher these digital impulses that they're hearing. And lastly, the number six thing is patients with paralyzed legs are being helped to walk again using a lot of those mechanical versions of the skeletal system that is worn on the outside, so they can walk upright and reactivate a lot of the muscle mass in there. So lots of things going on in the bionic area, and you're going to see more coming in the next few years. So there you go. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so what are we going to be talking about? Some modern foods and the diseases that we're facing. And because a lot of time, you know, Hippocrates said, you know, foods are your medicine. And so what are we doing wrong? Well, ancient civilizations were aware that certain foods offered more risks than others with regard to health, and it became an issue of biblical proportions in the book of Leviticus. And modern times, we have added to our food health risk this cataclysmically avalanche of chemicals and genetic engineering that we're going to look at. Some scientific evidence says that it's affecting our health. So recently, some people they had some inkling of the food chemicals that could be, you know, dangerous to our health. So they came across data, and I'm going to report on that. This was results, engineered foods and herbicides that can be influenced the health of America. So the report analyzed actually data from dozens of scientific sources, and what they found was this correlation, this link to 22 diseases. So we're going to take a look at it. So the study that came out in September of 2014 was in the Journal of Organic Systems. And this group of people reported that genetically modified foods should never have been approved for release to the market because of the devastating effects on human health. So the study title was called Genetically Engineered Crops, Glyphosate, and the Deterioration of Health in the United States of America. And the study involved people from the International Federation of Organic Agricultural Movements and the Phillips School of Geology and Geophysics at the University of Oklahoma. So according to these scientists, there is this huge incidence and prevalence of chronic disease being reported in the U.S. since the increased use of glyphosate herbicide that was, on the market in 1974, and you may recall its other name called Roundup. And they use these chemicals also now in genetically engineered crops. So let's look at the point of attack, because the research points to the herbicides on crops and now inside your genetically engineered crops as being an endocrine system disruptor. So the herbicide is also a destroyer of gut flora, according to the researchers, and it causes destruction of the DNA, causing mutations. So the scientists drew from a truckload of data in the government databases that detailed the creation and use of glyphosate. So this is data they've had for generations. So the data was like a map of the epidemiological damage and the diseases that it created. So using the government data, they created a time series of correlated 22 diseases, and these are all what you call Pearson correlation coefficients, which is pretty much the top-notch correlation that you can get in research. So here is the data result that showed that the herbicides and your genetically engineered foods contain, and what they have done on a pandemic level. It's created hypertension, stroke, diabetes, obesity, metabolism disorders, Alzheimer's, senility and other dementias, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, autism, inflammatory bowel diseases and infections, kidney disease, thyroid cancer, liver disease like hepatitis, bladder disease, pancreas diseases, and myeloid leukemia. So that was their list. And the research team also found that the coefficients were greater when genetically engineered corn and soy were evaluated. So the facts tell us that serious illness is increasing to affect younger and younger people, making the United States the leader in neurological diseases and death. So the research team noticed that during the increase in disease, it correlated with the increase in the amount of glyphosate herbicide being used on and inside our crops. They further stated that genetically engineered crops use a lot, not less, herbicide. And this happens when the genes of the plants are altered to tolerate more herbicide. And this makes the plants absorb more of the herbicides without mounting a defense or dying off from it. And people and animals are then eating more herbicides than ever before. Here's a quote from the annual review of public health. This was 20 years. It says, within the last 20 years, there have been an alarming increase in serious illnesses in the U.S., along with a marked decrease in life expectancy. And then also the Autoimmunity Research Foundation in 2013, along with the U.S. Census Bureau in 2016, came to this conclusion, an astonishing 25%, that's a little over 5.8 million of the U.S. population is suffering from multiple chronic diseases. Well, let's look at this Roundup Ready stuff, because glyphosate is the most widely used herbicide, and it is the active ingredient in your Roundup product. And according to the Environmental Sciences of Europe and several chemists that are reporting their findings, that was in the June 2014 Journal of Food Chemistry, they said the GMO industry lied to the FDA about GM foods being no different than foods that were hybrids. The FDA accepted their answer without requiring genetically engineered food to be tested for safety. And the researchers assured us that the facts about GM foods or GE foods are being safe were actually distorted. So we're told that the GMO industry is taking multiple genes and transferring them across biological organisms and redefining them. So plants and animals are being redesigned in ways that do not occur in nature. So the GMO industry is destroying the classified order of living things that belong in separate kingdoms, families, classes, genus, and species. So they're taking plants and fungi and viruses and bacteria that should be separate, and they're interbreeding them with great scientific effort. So this is a deliberate act to take different families of living things and interbreeding them. So they're taking the different families of living things that normally wouldn't interbreed at all, and they're forcing the interbreeding. So that is what genetic engineering is doing. It transfers genes between kingdoms, and it is essentially science dismantling God's creation. And another point that the researchers made was that in hybrid forms of food, you do not see constructed trans genes, which are bacteria, viruses, fish genes, and other plant genes all combined within one. Therefore, genetic engineered food is not the same as hybrid foods. Not the same. So let me read you this quote from the FDA. It says this: it is up to the biotech companies that manufacture genetically engineered seeds to research and determine the safety of their products, end of quote. Aha. And this is Monsanto. They manufacture your Roundup product. They said this: since its discovery in the early 1970s, the unique herbicidal active ingredient glyphosate has become the world's most widely used herbicide. It is effective, economical, and environmentally safe. That's their stance on it. Well, let's ask some of the chemists about this, because they seem to know what's going on here. According to chemist T. Bowen, who contributed research to the genetically modified foods in the article in the Journal of Food Chemistry, he was able to, without a doubt, distinguish chemically the difference between organic, conventional, and genetically engineered soybeans. He stated there is a difference in vitamins, fat, and protein. He said the genetic engineered soybeans have a significant glyphosate herbicide trait not found in the organic or the conventionally grown soybean. He used 35 nutritional elements to compare the characteristics, and then he reported it was really easy to distinguish between the compositions. So he says there is such a significant difference that the GE, or the genetically engineered source of soybean, is not the same as what is grown naturally. He said the glyphosate is used on many crops, and it accumulates in water, soil, and air. And people are eating a minimum of 4.4 parts per million of herbicide on any crop treated with it. So he says that the herbicide is being used on your wheat. That's your spring wheat, your durum, and your winter wheat. He says it's used on barley and rice, all your seeds, especially canola, dried beans, peas, sugar cane, sweet potatoes, soybeans, almonds, beets, corn, vegetables and legumes, grass like hay for cattle, and shellfish. I thought that was interesting. Shellfish. Why would they put it on shellfish? Well, let's look at the accumulation of the herbicides. According to a German report in 2004 called Pesticide Management Science, animals and humans that have, well, they become seriously ill, and they have higher amounts of herbicides in their urine. So they also found high amounts of herbicides in the sick organs of cows. Their kidney, liver, lungs, spleen, muscles, and intestines all had high levels of herbicides. And then the genetically engineered crops were supposed to actually reduce the need of herbicides, but the opposite has resulted. In 2013, the U.S. Geological Survey showed that 527 million additional pounds of herbicides were being used. The German researchers estimated that the more herbicides are used, that it will increase the need to use them exponentially by 50%. Wow. Well, see, what, Frank, you're weighing in. What are you saying? Nobody put it together that they said it was the same for something that we're also patenting and new and different. It's genetically, what is that? It's genetic what? Communism? Is that what you said? Okay. Frank weighing in. Thank you, Frank. Well, what you have then from the scientific community using the data from the government and some other researchers all over the world are kind of weighing in saying almost the same thing here, that herbicides are killing us, yeah, and animals. Science knows that the herbicides being used on the outside and the inside of our food is killing us slowly with accumulative poisoning. So one review paper that was in the 2013 called Interdisciplinary Toxicology stated that glyphosate disrupts our metabolic processes by blocking enzyme pathways. All tissue in our body uses enzymes. 75% of our metabolic system relies on this enzyme pathway to deliver oxygen and organic nutrition. So herbicides slowly starve our tissues and our organs. It is a slow death, and no fingers are pointed at any one cause. So the herbicides also magnify any other toxins in your body, such as prescription medicines, other chemicals from crops that's used on crops, food preservatives, other environmental toxins, etc. So this creates inflammation, and it damages us on a cellular level. And herbicides magnify the destruction, really, of the Western diet, creating an avalanche of disease within a pandemic proportion. Yeah. Well, and what's going on about the herbicides also on another level, creating resistance? A patient on herbicide glyphosate, the patent on the herbicide glyphosate stated that it, quote, kills beneficial bacteria in the human gut, which really makes us more vulnerable to digestive diseases. So that was on the patent for Monsanto. So the use of herbicides is also actually creating this resistance within certain types of bacteria. For instance, it's making salmonella resistant, as well as botulism and gram-positive strep, gram-positive meningitis. Also, it's promoting endocarditis, which is a pathogen that causes infants to be born with holes in their heart, as well as gram-positive digestive spores and pathogens causing food poisoning. All right, so, and then, I mean, other scientists were weighing in on their findings with the herbicide. A report that was published in the 2012 Journal of Environmental and Analytical Toxicology showed that glyphosate in humans and vertebrates increases the risk of cancer. So the herbicide disrupts the endocrine system, causing sensitivity to estrogen and multiplying the estrogen levels, damaging the cell DNA and creating cancer. So endocrine disruptors, like herbicides, can also tell healthy cells to die prematurely. So the report determined that herbicide endocrine disruptors create the following diseases: diabetes, hypertension, obesity, kidney disease, cancer, and that included breast cancer, prostate, liver, brain, thyroid, and lymph glands, osteoporosis, Cushing syndrome, which is an endocrine disorder with excessive cortisol levels, also thyroid malfunction and disease, infertility, birth defects, erectile dysfunction, sexual development problems like sexual identity dysfunction, neurological disorders and diseases, learning disabilities, attention deficit disorder, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and schizophrenia, from that report in 2012. Well, here's some quotes I want to read to you. This is from the CDC. It says, one-third of Americans with diabetes have not been diagnosed. Therefore, the National Health Interview Survey underestimates the true incidence and prevalence of diabetes. All right, moving along. Here is a quote from the U.S. President's Cancer Panel of 2008-9. It's an annual report that was published in April 2010, along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, and National Cancer Institute. They all got this report that stated, the population of the United States is bombarded with a veritable cocktail of chemicals daily, in addition to genetically engineered food and glycophosphate or glyphosate. Wow. And also the Journal of Entropy, Volume 15, stated the accumulation of toxins as the result of low levels of poison over long periods of time leads to high body burden of toxic overload on a cellular level. And that's what we're seeing. We got to take a break already, Frank? Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You left me here on your way to paradise. You put
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength herbal organ cleanses and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Frank's talking with me during the break, and he says, you do have a solution for this, I hope. Yes! I would not present any topic without having the sunshine at the end. But right before the break, I was getting to the good part. I was getting to the good part to, you know, and just enlighten you all. Here is a quote from the Journal of Entropy. Again, it says, we have data for 22 diseases, all with high degree of correlation and very high significance to herbicide. It seems highly unlikely that all of these can be random coincidence, end of quote. And here is a quote from the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and Proceedings of the Royal Society of Medicine
from 1965, and this is important, so listen carefully. It says, quote, "We regard, with regard to genetically modified foods, several animal studies indicate serious health risks associated with genetically modified food consumption, including infertility, immune system dysfunction and regulation, accelerated aging, dysregulation of genes associated with cholesterol synthesis, insulin regulation malfunction, cell signaling malfunction, and protein formation, and changes in the liver, kidney, spleen, and gastrointestinal system. There is more than a casual association between genetically modified foods and the adverse health effects." End of quote from 1965. 1965, that's when people still had, what, a conscience, I think? They actually spoke truth and weren't, you know, politically corrected out of speaking the right thing. All right, let's look at the correlations and assessment real quick just to wrap it up. According to the research team that pored over decades of data, they concluded that herbicide poisoning started in the 70s, but there was this jump in pandemic-like diseases associated with the herbicides in the 90s when the genetically engineered foods were introduced. The scientists state that their correlations have strength and are not a coincidence. So the scientific and healthcare communities have been informed of this research. The CDC and the FDA also have knowledge of these facts. The herbicide-treated foods have created a pandemic of diseases and a greater need for healthcare to help manage those diseases. So this leads to a population that gets panicked by the thought of having no affordable health care coverage. And it's real important to know that the researchers, which summarized all this data in the September 2014 Journal of Organic Systems, had no conflict of interest. Okay? So this information may lead you to conclude that the masses are deliberately being poisoned under the disguise of agricultural need to prevent world hunger. Why else would there be a push for ordinances to deter people from having a family garden and for the government to take over your health care? Think about it. Well, let me read you one of my quotes real quick. The Western diet, poor food choices, which include herbicides on crops and GM foods, is supporting the scientific healthcare industry. Yeah, healthy people can break free of that. And they remember, basic is better, end of quote. And we're going to talk about breaking free right now. Because removing herbicide-laced foods from your diet is going to take concentrated effort on your part. It will require you to remove nearly all packaged and pre-processed foods from your grocery list and your pantry shelves. It requires you to be as proactive about your health as possible, and it requires you to not backslide. So breaking free of the poisoning means taking money in your budget and sliding it over to be able to afford the organic foods. It has to be done, even if it means doing without cable TV or some other expense. Because if you do not do that, you will be using that money to pay the doctors and the drug companies. And it's even more important than ever before that we tap into the power of the medicinal herbs and avoid drug toxicity or any toxicity and cleanse our system. So we can actually remove a lot of these chemicals that are poisoning us, remove the cellular toxicity, and restore function. So you have that power, and you have that right now. So you have the power to strengthen your system and get off the drugs your doctor wants you to stay on. So you can break free, but you want to do it the smart and safe way. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and break free from the chemical toxicity and the Drugs for Life program. Yeah, ask about their organ cleanses and the herbs that strengthen function so you can ditch the herbicide foods and the prescription drugs. Yeah. So call Apothecary Herbs, and their number is 866- 229-3663. That's 866 929-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Now, if you're on, want to go on their web store, it's thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. That's what it's about. They educate you, they give you the tools, and you see how amazing you can be. Absolutely. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep, that's what the big people in the industry don't want you to know about. That you have that power now. You can change the course now. You can get a free product catalog. They also added a new section to their store for sleep apnea. So if you're suffering from snoring and sleep apnea, just check out how powerful herbs can be at dealing with that, you know, from the source, the cause. Yep. And there's information up there as to what the cause is. And, ditch the CPAP machine while you're at it. ThePowerHerbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless, 866-229-3663. Yep, it's a pleasure to serve and to give you guys the power. That's what it's about. I love it. You know, God's herbs are good. He gets the glory all the time and every day. Don't forget, it's Heart Health Month. That's what February is. And right now you'll save 10% on the heart, the formulas in their heart section. On their website or in their catalog. If you don't have access to the internet or you don't have a catalog, you can simply call and ask 866-229-3663 and ask. And don't forget. They do have coupons up on their website, so coupons may apply. Can't do double savings, but you may be able to save some money with some of the coupons up there, so you can check it out, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to shift gears. We've got a few minutes left, just a few. Man, where does the hour go, Frank? I want to say. It just disappears. Okay, so we're going to talk about how successful prescription drugs are at what they're supposed to be doing. Because drug use all over the world is at the highest, okay? And I kind of wondered what percentage of prescribed medicine actually was proven to work. Aside from, you know, drug study hype, there's got to be some sort of empirical history by now that, you know, drugs help people. Well, you may be surprised what the math works out to be with regards to the drug culture. Now, patients are accustomed to popping a bunch of pills for pretty much any symptom they complain to their doctor about. So you can be, it can be much easier just to do that and to get rid of a symptom or lessen a symptom than to deal with the actual cause of the problem. So the increase in the number of Americans taking medications jumped from 39% to over 48% between the years of 2007 and 2010. So we're going to take a look and see what are some of the statistics. Well, according to the CDC, in the United States, 48.7% of Americans take at least one prescribed medication. And the stats, they drop to 21.8% when people are taking at least three medications and to 10.7% if they're taking five or more medications. So the three classifications in which drug companies sell the most drugs are the painkillers, which is, you know, causing this, what, opiate addiction all over the country. It's terrible. Those analgesic drugs, of course, the cholesterol-lowering drugs, the statin drugs, which, you know, make you lose your short-term memory, and the antidepressants, which can run the risk of, you know, death by suicide. So it is interesting that these three drug categories are at the top of the pill popping heap, you know, and it's not by accident. No, I think it's by design, because painkillers will make patients addicts on the drugs that they're using if the patient's not careful. Cholesterol drugs on a cellular level make the cells of the patient actually fall apart, and that actually I heard from Shane Ellison, a chemist who used to work for the pharmaceutical companies, and he described here on the show, if you caught his interview here, that's what those cardio drugs do. Your cells just completely fall apart, and that's why people look and feel bad. And this leads patients to other illnesses. Side effects are really secondary diseases, and that's why doctors prescribe drugs for them too. So the antidepressants alter behavior, and you're at risk of suicide. So these three categories of drugs aren't working to cure anybody. They're just lessening symptoms that you're complaining about. It's designed to keep you a patient for life, is what it is. So what a majority of people are figuring out is that this is kind of a double-edged sword that I'm getting here. Here is a quote from Julia Holmes, Analytics Study, CDC, National Center for Health Statistics. She says, "Isn't that the case with all forms of medical technology? There is always the potential of inappropriate use." End of quote. Well, thank you, Julia. Government reports, U.S. government has a lot of documentation on their in their file cabinets that shows prescription drug therapy is really not a cure. They know that. In 2010, 5.1 million Americans were prescribed pain medicine, which is enough to medicate every adult in the U.S. for a month. So according to reports by WebMD.com, medical professionals are overwhelmed with unintended consequences that medications are causing, like bacterial resistance, drug addiction, adverse events, and interactions. So the CDC is reporting the runner-up category of the top-selling drugs are for conditions like heart disease, hypertension, and kidney disease. It also reported that narcotic meds used by patients have tripled, and the death rate of these patients has tripled. CDC reports that the spending on drug therapy has really grown from mainly due to the lower cost of generic drugs. So people are able to afford more. So the spending of the medication may have dropped a little bit, but they're selling more of it. Here's a quote from Ann Burns, Vice President, American Pharmacists Association. She says, "If one in 10 Americans is taking five or more drugs, this raises concerns about potential drug interactions." Uh-huh. But they don't know what they are. Drug companies, doctors, and patients, we covered that in the other show the other week. They admit they don't know what those interactions are. So, wow. Boy. If you were sitting in the doctor's office and you asked him specifically what interactions do I have to worry about, and they go, "I don't know," are you going to feel that drug? Well, here's what a study says, 8% success rate in your drug therapy. Research from Oregon State University looked at several large clinical trials that were paid for by the U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. They said the public is clamoring for more transparency regarding scientific ethics, and there are more probes into the clinical data that is being carried out. So the research team looked at 55 studies, in which 30 were published before more regulatory safeguards were put into place, and 25 of those studies were published after the safeguards. So looking at 25 studies that were published after the stiffer regulations were active, the team discovered only two studies had any positive outcomes. In the group of 30 studies that were published before the stiffer regulations, 17 trials were reported as having positive outcomes. So the stiffer regulations are in place to try to prevent the altering of data, making a study outcome look better than it is. So in this instance, the research team analyzed studies involving treatments for heart disease. The team suggested that they would probably find similar outcomes when looking at the trials for the treatments for things like diabetes and cancer and so forth. So the conclusion that the research team made is that there is a mere 8% of medical treatments being reviewed that offer any positive effects. 8%. Next time you go to the doctor, remember that when he's writing that prescription out for you. Here's a quote from the medical pharmacy text. Oh, this is what doctors get in medical school. It says, "Relatively few doctors ever report adverse drug reactions to the FDA, and the reasons range from not knowing what their reporting system even exists, and fear of being sued. End of quote. So what are you telling up-and-coming doctors? Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Yeah, just play dumb. You don't know that there's a drug reporting system in place because you could be sued. Now, across the pond in the UK, according to them, the National Health Services, their officials are being bribed by drug companies to use their drugs in their socialized healthcare system. So a report that health officials were being wined and dined, as well as being offered sums of money to change their healthcare policies and mandate a specific drug therapy. So in the UK, it has been a policy that any therapeutic treatment needs to be based on solid research and evidence that it works and is affordable. Apparently, the drug companies don't have clinical research to support that for their drugs, that they work and they're affordable. So the drug companies have, they have to sweeten the pot with some bribery to sell enough medication over there. Also, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, adverse events and deaths caused by drug therapy are said to be 40,000 drug deaths and 120,000 adverse events every year or annually. And these numbers pretty much bogus as reported by other sources, including the FDA's Director of Drug Assessment, who is Jerry Phillips, who says, in the broader area of adverse drug reaction data, 250,000 reports received a year probably represent only 5% of the actual reactions that occur, end of quote. Holy moly, right? Dr. Jay Cohen says, because only 5% of adverse drug reactions get reported, there's in fact 5 million medication reactions each year, end of quote. So you may be on something right now that could give you an adverse event, a reaction. Yeah. Well, researchers at the University of Minnesota state they've uncovered evidence that the drug companies delay reports of adverse events caused by their drugs on purpose, and they have installed mechanisms to cause the delay or to conceal the adverse event. So we should also take note that adverse event drug reactions that are not expected because the reaction is not on the list from the drug manufacturer, they are considered, quote, unexpected reactions and do not get reported. So drug companies get around the current laws by spending more time on the verified reports of the adverse events and in any particular category, which delays reports of new adverse events. So the delay can mean lives, could mean the death of a loved one. Yeah, that's what it means. Federal law has, current federal law has any adverse drug reports, including death, to go on to the drug manufacturer instead of the FDA. What's wrong with that? Well, because it gets hidden and thrown away. It gets 86th. Shredder. So doctors are less able to actually make safe patient care choices on vital information regarding drug interactions and drug therapy because of delays, information being hidden, disposed of, especially on any newly approved treatments. They're working on limited clinical testing, evaluation, safety trials, and justice delayed is justice denied. That's how it works. FYI. Here's a quote from Dr. Piner Mandick, University of Minnesota School of Public Health in Minneapolis. He says, our analysis provided evidence that drug manufacturers delay reporting of serious adverse events to the FDA. Strikingly, adverse events with patient death were more likely to be delayed. You think you're surprised, Doc? I'm not. This is their bread and butter. They don't want anything to damage the reputation of their prescription med. So few people die. So what? I mean, we're making billions of dollars. That's their attitude. So it would appear that 8% of the prescribed drug therapy is shown to be clinically effective, and the research shows positive outcomes with regard to controlling or diminishing symptoms. However, the empirical history of drug use shows a different outcome. There is this trade-off of side effects, which medicine does not consider a negative outcome at all. So I suspect that if researchers were to consider the side effects, which is a secondary disease caused by the drug, the underreported rate of adverse events on drugs, most drugs would produce negative outcomes. Most of them would. The effective rate would, fall through the floor at that point. And drugs which control symptoms make patients hostages to their disease. That's not a cure. That's not a cure. That's not effectiveness, right? That's not effectiveness, right? Just like the other night we were talking about sleep apnea. Putting on a CPAP machine on top of your face to throw moist air in the back of your throat so it hopefully stays open so you don't snore so loud, that's addressing a symptom, and it's not really effective either. Not comfortable. Patients stop using it. Then they get heart damage, and they have heart attacks and strokes, when in reality what it is your thyroid needs a little perking up. That's all. Get at the cause. Let's give that thyroid some super nutrition. Herbs do that. Let's balance its function and end of apnea and snoring. Right on. Right on. See how powerful you are with just a few simple tools? And here you were thinking you needed to be hooked up to hoses. Well, I know. I try to keep it simple. That's what it's about. Basic is better. I got to put that on a t-shirt. Basic is better. That'll work. All right. So if you're looking for, cleanses to help cleanse away heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, herbicides, there's herbs that do that. And you want to cleanse the right way. None of this total body cleanse garbage that you see on Amazon and eBay. I mean, you won't know what you're doing. Cleansing can be taxing, especially if you have a lot of toxicity on a cellular level built up, and you have to open the elimination channels first so you have this free flow of toxicity leaving the body. So there is a way to do it properly. So if you want to find out, go to thepowerherbs.com. And get a free catalog. They do have the healthy guidelines section on their website, kind of walks you through it a little bit. Or you can call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. It puts the power back in your hands. You'll be amazed. Herbs are here for the service of man, God said, and for the healing of the nations. And I believe him. God can't lie. See there? So learn how to use them and use them safely, and you'll be amazed at how the body responds when you get rid of the burden of toxicity and it can regenerate and heal itself. That's the goal. Help the body. It has its way of regenerating. Let's just help it along. That's right. ThePowerHerbs.com. Don't forget, 10% off on Heart Health Month. So the heart and cardio section, those products have 10% off, so take advantage of that. And also check out the sleep apnea section that's just been added to the website. You'll be amazed. A lot of information there. So check that out when you can. I am about out of time, Frank. I can't believe it. Oh, well, I will be back later this week. But the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Well, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.